And the city of Prince George is aging, and not just the streets and buildings, but of course its people. And Mayor Lynn Hall wants to make sure council is responding to the needs of seniors in the community with a couple of items on tonight's council agenda. And he joins me live in our studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Robert.
Welcome.
How are you?
Thanks. Very well, thank you. You're asking council to appoint liaisons to the Prince George Council of Seniors. Can you tell us why that is?
Sure. It's something that I talked about during the campaign in late 2014, and something that council's had a bit of a conversation about, and I thought, well, I'll bring it forward this evening and see if we can't do that. We currently have a liaison position to the Accessibility Committee,
right,
which is Councillor Merrick, and as you know, we established two education committees, and I think it's just it's a greater attempt just to reconnect with the community. And the seniors in the community play a pivotal role to what we do here. And
right,
I just felt, and others, that we need to get on with that and have a specific counselor or two to liaison with those folks.
And how effective have those other liaisons been for council?
Extremely effective, because I think what happens is that the council member is right there at the table. They're hearing firsthand the issues of the organization, and they can bring that back to council. So I think it cuts down a bit on the process, and it gets directly to us immediately.
Right. Usually the conversation is about trying to get young people involved in politics.
Yeah.
Is there a problem with seniors not being involved, do you think?
I don't know that there's a problem. I think they're very active in the community, and I think our Talktober events when we went from neighborhood to neighborhood proved that, particularly when we were at the Heart Pioneer Center and held the meeting in the Heart. They are very active. One of the things that we're striving to do is make sure that there's, you know, opportunity for them for recreation, social, but also housing. And that's a key piece. We want our seniors to stay here. If they want to go away for a few months in the winter, that's great. But we want them to stay.
Right, speaking of housing, another item on the agenda tonight, council considering rezoning part of Ron Brent Park downtown so it can be used as senior housing. And one of the things that I find interesting, there's a number of people or a number of letters from people who are age 50 or more saying they support the change, which is good. But are there any letters from the young people in the community on that?
Younger than 50?
Yeah.
I haven't seen any.
Oh, well,
and, you know, I don't find that strange. I think that we're going to hear from those folks that are 50, 55 plus that are looking to see what options there are for them when they decide to retire, want to downsize their current housing and move into something a little bit smaller. And I guess it's for a turnkey. You know, I can shut the door and I can go away and not worry about the home. So we're going into third reading, public hearing tonight. Yeah,
and on that note, we don't know how council will vote.
No, I mean, that's what these public hearings are all about.
Where are you sitting on the issue?
Well, I'm still open to what happens at council this evening.
Yeah.
Like with any public hearing, you go in with an open mind and you want to hear what folks have to say.
Okay. We also heard on our show from the nearby youth center, you may have heard that, and people there are worried that this green space could be lost in favor of the needs of the older people in the community. What do you say to those concerns?
Well, I think there's a happy medium here. We've talked a lot about the playground needs and the park needs of those folks that are utilizing Connaught Youth Center and Ron Brent School. And certainly, that's going to remain. There's going to be a small portion of it taken, but we're prepared to reinvest back into that playground and that park area.
Okay, that's good. Yeah. Also, now last week, something came out that a few people were talking about, the population numbers from BC Stats. Some people questioning the validity of those numbers. Do you have any plans to adjust the fact that the number of people living here apparently decreasing?
Yeah, well, obviously, when I read it, I wasn't very happy about the number that I saw. But you take a look at our entire regional district, and we've dropped. I've spoken to other mayors in the northern region, and they have also dropped. Areas have dropped that I would have suggested would have increased by 2 or 3%, but we're seeing, you know, a 1.5%, 2% drop. You know, I think for me, as I said, I was disappointing. I'm not sure how much stock to put into those numbers. BC Stats uses an interesting formula. They take a look at the number of hydro connections in a community to residential homes. They take a look at certain thresholds. For me, I'm interested in the number that comes out through the census that the federal government does. I'd like to see what those numbers are.
Which had been voluntary, but now, of course,
changing. It appears that way. We'll see what the feds are going to do on that. But I think that's a more constant number. When you take a look at what's going on in the community from a real estate perspective, and I talked to realtors last week after that came out, and things are very positive. They're very upbeat about what's going on. We've got a number of projects on the books.
Opening businesses and opening businesses. Exactly. It feels busy. I mean, perhaps it might be an initiative city might want to take on, no? To find out maybe just...
Yeah, I don't know how many municipalities do their own census. I have no idea. But I think we're very interested in getting that accurate number.
Right. Well, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
You're welcome,
Robert. Going to be very busy at council tonight. So
busy night.
We'll let you get on your way so maybe you can have a few coffees and get ready for that. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thanks, Robert.
Lynn Hall is the mayor of Prince George. Council gets underway tonight, 6 o'clock. Also on the agenda, a discussion about the Downtown Performing Arts Center. That's making its, that'll be talked about tonight. Also, renaming the Prince George Coliseum. You heard about that earlier on sports. And the latest on making it against the rules to park in bike lines. So we'll be there. We'll tell you about everything that happens on that later on our show tomorrow morning.